Goodbye, my love. Chapter 71. I mean, you never paid attention to Lorraine when you were married. Marco was taken aback when he heard that. However, he remained silent. Slater's brows shot up as he realized something. Wait. The Smart City project? Aren't you in charge of that project? Is Lorraine also working on it? How dare she compete with you? What does she think of herself? She is clearly overestimating her ability. The more Slater thought about it, the more suspicious he became about Lorraine's intention. Is she trying to garner your attention this way? Marco frowned when he heard that. But Slater didn't notice Marco's grim expression. The doubts and suspicion in his head seemed to multiply. How could Kaysen let an ignorant country woman like Lorraine take charge of such a significant project? Is he out of his mind? She has probably cast a spell on him. Wow. I underestimated her before. Man, she is manipulative. It's horrible. Thank God you divorced her. The way he degraded Lorraine irked Marco. Enough. If you have the time and energy to comment on others here, you better go back to your company and do something useful. Marco's face was cold, and his deep-set eyes darkened. Seeing that, Slater shuddered and instantly stopped talking. Just then, Carl knocked on the door and walked in. Mr. Bryant, Miss Haywood is here. Do you want me to bring her here? Marco refused without thinking. Isn't she hurt after she fell? Ask her to get good rest and not come to unless she has something important. For a moment, Jimmy and Slater thought they had misheard Marco's words. However, seeing Carl leave, the two exchanged glances. They were surprised to see Marco refuse to meet Keeley. Marco, you and Keeley. Slater was about to question him, but Jimmy quickly covered his mouth, stopping him from continuing. Marco, since you are busy, we don't want to disturb you anymore. With that, Jimmy dragged Slater out of the office. Chapter 72. Slater struggled to free himself from Jimmy's grip. What the hell? Why did you stop me from questioning him? I think Marco is too busy with work that he has lost his ability to think straight. He has stopped caring about the woman he likes. Gosh, he is out of his mind. He likes Keeley? I don't think so. Jimmy wiped his hands. What do you mean? Do you think Marco doesn't like Keeley? Slater retorted. Have you forgotten Keeley is the only woman in Marco's heart? If it weren't for Jorge and Keeley's engagement, Marco would have married her long ago. There's no way Lorraine could have taken Marco away from her. Jimmy let out a weary sigh. He wasn't in the mood to argue at the mention of Jorge. If Jorge were still alive, their life and situation would have been different. As the two walked to the door, a woman's voice stopped them. Jimmy, Slater, are you also here to see Marco? Is he here? Keeley asked impatiently as the guards prevented her from meeting Marco. Her eyes lit up when she saw them. Jimmy and Slater exchanged glances. Hi, Keeley. Long time no see. Jimmy forced a smile. We didn't see Marco. He's probably gone somewhere. Really? Keeley's shoulders slumped in disappointment. Keeley, what happened between you and Marco? Asked Slater. Keeley's eyes turned red, she finally found an outlet to vent her feelings. We attended Universe Group's banquet last time. Unexpectedly, we met Lorraine there. When we came back, Marco became unhappy and started ignoring me. I wanted to explain to him. Keeley purposefully left the details. Her face changed as she mentioned Lorraine, making it seem like the latter had bullied her. Slater grew livid as he pictured Lorraine driving a wedge between Keeley and Marco. He regarded her as an evil woman. I knew it must have got something to do with Lorraine. Now, she has become arrogant because of Kaysen's support. She is competing with. Chapter 73. Marco for the project. Gosh, can you believe that? Keely was relieved to know that Slater still hated Lorraine. Moreover, she was happy to know Lorraine was competing with Marco for the project. Since Marco is not here, there is no point in waiting for him. She frowned, pretending to be weak. Slater, Jimmy, I'm not feeling well. Can you drop me home? Well, I just remembered that I still have important work at the law firm. I'd better leave. Jimmy didn't want to get involved in any trouble, so he left. Slater didn't mind driving her home, but he was afraid Marco would get mad at him if he found out that he had dropped Keely home without his knowledge. Well, I just bought a limited edition new car. I'm still not accustomed to it. Keely, you better ask Marco's assistant to drop you home. Slater spun around and ran away. However, he soon stopped and turned to look at her. Don't worry, Keely. I will help you keep an eye on Lorraine. I won't spare her. Bye. Hey. Keely's face reddened with rage as she saw the two practically run away from her. Ever since Lorraine announced she was going to compete with Bryant Group for the Smart City project, she had been leading her team to work hard and made several versions of the design plans. Lorraine's ability convinced everyone in the architectural design department except Eliza. Eliza was unhappy with Lorraine's authority, so she refused to cooperate with her. Every time she was assigned a task, she would complain about the workload. Eliza tried her best to postpone the tasks assigned to her. Everyone knew she was slacking, but the department was in need of people, so they had no choice but to put up with her. Eliza sensed that and became lazier. Her behavior lasted until Lorraine held a project meeting again. Eliza came to the conference room 20 minutes after the meeting commenced. Oh, I got a stomachache. That's why I'm late, she explained without guilt. I hope you understand, Lorraine. Chapter 74. But before Eliza sat down, Lorraine looked at her and said calmly, Eliza, you don't have to attend this meeting. Eliza, who was planning to make a fuss at the meeting, frowned in confusion. She threw the documents on the table and shouted, Why? Because I have kicked you out of the team. Lorraine Torres. How dare you kick me out of the project? Eliza's eyes widened. Oh, I see. You probably think I'm a threat to you because I almost became the director. You're deliberately targeting me and using your position to belittle me because of your grudge toward me. Eliza was confident that was the reason for Lorraine's decision. She cleared her throat and bellowed, As you all can see, Lorraine has been targeting the old staff of the department since she's become the new director. I worked hard and devoted myself to the project, but Lorraine wants to fire me. I guess you all now have an idea about what kind of a person she is. Lorraine didn't bother stopping Eliza. She crossed her arms over her chest and looked at her expressionlessly. Once Eliza finished speaking, Lorraine took out the design sketches. Eliza had submitted and pointed out the mistakes in front of everyone. Is this what you mean by hard work? This doesn't show that you're devoted to the project. Even a beginner wouldn't make this kind of mistake. You have been constantly making errors. Your focus is clearly elsewhere. Eliza pouted. It's just a small mistake. I can modify it. To err is human. I'm sure even you make mistakes. Can you guarantee you've never made a mistake in your life? Lorraine arched an eyebrow and looked at her. I, too, make mistakes. After all, nobody is perfect. Unintentional mistakes can be forgiven, but you've purposefully made these errors. Eliza's heart leaped to her throat. What do you mean? Lorraine pointed at the monitor that showed the comparison of Eliza's original and revised records. Jolie gave this document to you, she said sternly, pointing at the data on the screen. The figure was correct in the beginning, but you changed it with the wrong one before submitting. Don't tell me it was a mistake. You have repeated this several times. It's obvious you did it on purpose. Don't deny. The blood on Eliza's face drained, and her lips trembled. She couldn't utter a word because the evidence was solid. "Eliza, if you resign and leave without making a fuss, I won't hold you accountable," Lorraine said coldly. "But if you continue to stay in Universe Group, I'll have no choice but to announce what you have done." Chapter 75. "If that happens, you won't be able to work in any company." Eliza's licked her dry lips and looked at Lorraine in horror. She couldn't believe Lorraine would be ruthless enough to ruin her career. "Fine, you win. I'll quit," Eliza hissed through her teeth. Eliza squirmed on the spot with discomfort as everyone eyed her with contempt. She couldn't stay in the company for another second. She quickly packed her things and left the company. The incident made everyone fear and revere Lorraine. The workers didn't dare slack off. They worked day and night, finished the design plan, and submitted it before the bidding closed. A week later, a press conference was held to announce the results of the bidding, and the representatives of all companies attended it. As soon as Lorraine and Jolie arrived, they saw Marco walk in through the door with his assistant. Jolie was surprised. "It's Marco Bryant. Why has he come here in person?" Lorraine glanced at him indifferently. "It doesn't matter. That doesn't seem right. Marco seldom shows up on such occasions. Why is he here today?" Just then, an idea occurred to Jolie, and she was on the verge of breaking down. "Oh my God, Lorraine. Has he come for you?" Lorraine rolled her eyes and shook her head. "Jolie, you are overthinking. The press conference is about to begin. Let's hurry in." Jolie didn't utter another word. She eyed Lorraine with worry. She wanted to say something but stopped on second thought. Last time, Jolie ran into Marco and saw him holding Lorraine's hand in the bar. Judging from the way he looked at Lorraine, Jolie was certain that he wouldn't give up on her. The project. Lorraine walked in and saw that almost everyone had arrived. Marco sat in the seat exclusively allocated for Bryant Group with a grim look on his face. Nicole Shaw, the project manager, sat beside him, exuding confidence. Chapter 76. "Mr. Bryant, thank you for attending the press conference. Don't worry. We are professional and assure you we won't let you down. Bryant Group will surely win the Smart City project this time." He defiantly glanced at the seat allocated for Universe Group. "Look, Universe Group must have given up. A new female designer is taking charge of this project." Jolie heard his words. Anger surged through her veins. "What are you saying?" Lorraine stopped her. "Ignore him. The one offering the best design plan will win the bid. Not the one with a smart mouth. After all, nobody knows who is going to get this project," Lorraine said confidently, not bothering to lower her voice. "Oh, please." Nicole snorted with disdain. "Stop pretending." Just as the two companies were at loggerheads, Marco abruptly stood up and walked to Lorraine. He thrust his hands into his pockets and looked into Lorraine's eyes. "Lorraine, I mean what I said the other day. If you want this project, you're welcome to join Bryant Group anytime you wish." The workers of the two companies were shocked to hear that, especially Nicole. He had no idea what was going on. They wondered if Marco was poaching Lorraine. But Lorraine was his ex-wife. She had joined his rival company. How could Marco be kind to her? They're yet to announce the result. "Don't you think it's too early for you to say that, Mr. Bryant?" Lorraine asked calmly. "Remember, I'll keep up my promise regardless of what happens." Marco looked deep into her eyes and returned to his seat. Lorraine didn't bother to even look at Marco. However, all the managers in the hall introduced themselves to Marco and tried handing over their business cards. Everyone thought Bryant Group had already won the project, and they didn't have much hope. They were all here only to flatter Marco and collaborate with Bryant Group. No one believed Universe Group could win the project. Half an hour later, the press conference began. Klein Moore, the person in charge of the government project, stepped on the stage. Chapter 77. He looked at the reporters and the media crew waiting for him to announce their results with bated breath. He cleared his throat. The winner of the Smart City project is Universe Group. The audience broke into an uproar.
What?
Did I hear it wrong? That's unbelievable. Universe Group has won the bid. Shouldn't it be Bryant Group?
Universe Group?
How come? It seems wrong. Even Jolie couldn't believe the result.
What?
Lo.
Lorraine. We won the bid. Jolie grabbed Lorraine's hands. She was at a loss for words. Lorraine breathed a sigh of relief, and her face broke into a triumphant smile.
Yes, we won.
Meanwhile, the people of Bryant Group looked visibly devastated. Nickel clutched his chest and stood up.
Wait. We won't accept this result.
Bryant Group's intelligence technology is the best in the country and meets global standards. We have unparalleled technology to build the smart city. Why would you pick Universe Group's plan over ours?
Something seems fishy.
I feel something is wrong with your decision-making process. Hearing that, the people present broke into a heated discussion. Everyone present shared Nickel's doubt. No one believed Universe Group could beat Bryant Group. Just then, Lorraine stood up.
I admit Bryant Group's technology is superior to the Universe Group's. But when it comes to urban construction, we must not only rely on technology but make sure it's user-friendly as well, especially when it comes to the elderly, who are unfamiliar with modern technology. Then, she turned to look at Nickel.
Did you ever think about the older population and how they would adapt to your technology when you charted the plan?
Nickel was rendered speechless.
The auditorium fell silent as everyone unanimously stared at Lorraine and Nickel. Just then, the sound of applause caught everyone's attention. It was Klein, the person in charge of the project, applauding with pride.
Chapter 78.
Well, that's right. The purpose of our smart city project is to create a convenient and desirable living environment for all citizens alike. The project plan of Universe Group coincides with our idea of serving the people. This is the smart city we all are striving for.
Miss Torres, you are so young, but you seem to have a global approach to the problem.
I'm impressed.
A faint smile stretched across Lorraine's lips.
I can't take full credit for it.
This plan is the joint effort of all the people in the architectural design department of Universe Group. They all have immensely contributed to the project.
That's good.
Miss Torres, you are talented and modest.
A rare talent,
I must say.
Klein's eyes gleamed with admiration.
Nickel unwillingly sat down.
No one dared to question the potential of Universe Group again.
I declare that the final winner of this bidding is Universe Group. We will officially sign the contract with the company shortly.
Another round of applause reverberated across the auditorium.
Marco's face darkened as everyone congratulated Lorraine.
His aura made the people around him tremble with fright.
After the press conference, the reporters gathered around Lorraine to interview her.
Miss Torres, you have successfully led Universe Group to win the project today and become the youngest and most successful female architect in the industry. With more power comes more responsibility. Do you feel stressed?
Of course, there is pressure, Lorraine said earnestly.
But I see pressure as a motivation to propel me forward.
You have competed with your ex-husband's company and won.
Do you have anything to say to Mr. Bryant? Asked another reporter.
Lorraine smiled. As you said, he is my ex-husband.
It's all in the past.
Talking about the past isn't going to take us anywhere.
Next question, please.
The reporters bombarded her with questions. But Lorraine seemed to answer all the questions with ease.
Lorraine's confidence and elegance seemed to mesmerize everyone.
Marco couldn't take his eyes off her.
For a moment, he almost forgot that he had lost the project to her.
All the employees of the Architectural Design Department of Universe. Chapter 79. Group received a huge bonus as well as a free luxury cruise tour after winning the project. Everyone was overjoyed. Lorraine was happy that Universe Group had won. All their hard work had paid off. Just then, Jenny called her.
Lori.
I just watched the news. Congratulations. You're amazing. Let's go to the bar and celebrate your victory tonight. Lorraine stretched her sore body and felt it was time for her to relax, for she had been working day and night lately.
Okay, Jenny.
Wait for me at the bar. I'll go home, change my clothes, and meet you soon. An hour later, Lorraine arrived at Fuel Bar, fully groomed and dressed. She was wearing a wine-red dress and 4-inch stilettos. Her dark brown hair was permed into loose curls that cascaded around her plump breasts. The flamboyant eye makeup and rosy lips made her look like a sexy temptress. Even Jenny, who was equally beautiful, stared at her friend with wide eyes, her jaw dropping in astonishment.
Oh my God! You are so beautiful, Lori. If I were a man, I would marry you.
Oh, you are so sweet. Lorraine chuckled. Jenny rushed over and hugged Lorraine.
You shouldn't have gotten married before, Lori. You wasted 3 precious years with that jerk, Marco.
Let's go inside. I'm sure the men in the bar would throw themselves at you.
With that, she dragged Lorraine into the bar.
In the private room of the bar, Marco sat on the sofa irritably without drinking a drop of wine.
What?
You said Lorraine stole the government project from Marco, didn't you? Slater's eyes widened in surprise. Seeing the depressed look on Marco's face, Jimmy nudged his shoulder.
Keep your voice down.
Don't you see that Marco is annoyed? However, he was also confused about it.
Marco, even if you want to make it up with your ex-wife, don't you think it's a bit too much?
Chapter 80. Slater couldn't believe a country woman like Lorraine would defeat
Marco.
Slater remembered what Keely told him last time and began to suspect.
Lorraine again.
That woman must have used some dirty means. Last time it was Kaysen, this time it must be an influential government official.
Shut up, all of you.
Marco growled. The tender was open for public assessment. There's no way she could have cheated this.
So you admit Lorraine has defeated you, and you're inferior to her.
Jimmy teased.
Marco's face darkened.
Lorraine won this time with her potential, but I won't admit defeat easily.
Jimmy was surprised to hear that.
Marco, I've been friends with you for so many years. You have appreciated a girl for the first time.
Unfortunately, she is your ex-wife now.
Marco rolled his eyes. Jimmy pursed his lips and ran his fingers across them, gesturing to zip his mouth shut.
Gosh, you're all praising Lorraine.
What's so great about that cunning woman?
Slater turned around to look at the dance floor.
A sensual woman caught his attention.
The woman gracefully swayed her body in rhythm to the music on the dance floor, with her back to him.
Slater's eyes lit up.
He whistled at the woman.
Enough of talking about Lorraine.
Look at her.
Only a beautiful woman like her deserves men's attention.
Jimmy's brows furrowed.
He curiously turned to look at the woman.
But Marco didn't bat an eyelid at her.
If you are not interested, I'll go.
Slater hurriedly smoothed his shirt, sprang to his feet, and strutted to the dance floor with a smile.